8:50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
Good morning. And with us also is Pete. Good morning, Pete. And, of course, in the next room, sitting with us over there, is our producer extraordinaire.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? The Rock playing the SmackDown. The Rock says... The Rock says... Know your role and shut your mouth.
That's right, boys. How are you today?
One of these days, I'm going to remember what he's saying. Shut your mouth, and we're going to just sit here.
We are?
That would be great.
Don't give him any ideas.
The Rock needs his own platform. I could have my own show from here on out. You're going to do it right now, aren't you? I have no problem with that. Welcome to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm your host, The Rock. Playing the SmackDown for the next 2 hours. If you got a problem, I'll deal with it. 860-0850, pound 850 on your Alltel mobile phone, star 850 if you're using Bell South Mobility, DCS. Call us now.
Boy, he's good.
See? He's a professional.
He's a professional what?
Radio person. We're just geeks over here. What the hell do we know?
Very good.
Of course, when someone called in with, like, I have a problem with my ISDN line, and I'm not sure how my ASDL fits in with that. The Rock says, call back some other time, because I can't help you.
All right. Well, like The Rock said, our number is 860-0850. Star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And Computers 99 is brought to you today by Computer Renaissance, with two great area locations, one in Cary at the Crossroads Shopping Center, and in Raleigh in the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. They're not just a computer store, not just a computer superstore, but a super computer store. Also brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS, and you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to see the latest Motorola phones and Mitsubishis and all the deals that they have going on right now. 1-888-327-2001. We're also brought to you by Mindspring, and you can reach Mindspring at 1-888-MSpring or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. And, Willie, welcome back.
Hello.
How was your trip?
Trip was fine. California's wild. I saw a couple of things that I'd never seen before, because I don't travel like I used to, but in the airports now
you travel now with your eyes open, I guess. Yeah?
Have you ever heard of a company called T1?
No.
In the airports.
Yeah.
They now have a... business called T1,
mm-hmm.
where you can get a booth and a T1 line.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called T1 Connection. And that was in the Atlanta airport, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow.
And California, everybody's selling computers to everybody else for as little money as I've ever seen. It is the most... I went into two or three shops and saw equipment for unbelievably cheap amounts of money.
So you had fun.
I had a ball.
Very good.
I hate all the air travel, but it was good, and I saw family, which was the important part. That's why we went.
All right, well, great. You look refreshed.
I do?
Yeah.
I was up till 1:30 in the morning.
You look thinner. I don't know what they did to you there. You should have ate a lot in that.
No. Well, in California, you eat a lot of bean sprouts.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a state that gave sprouts to the culinary world, for which it should be banned forever, but other than that.
What else we wanted to mention here? That you still have to watch out for that...
Explorer.
Worm Explorer virus. Seems like it, it went through a few virus detectors and did some damage. So you really have to make sure that you get the latest data files for every update your virus scanner. I haven't encountered it, but you said that...
Well, Paula got one last night. I don't know whether it was this one, but she got it detected by Data Fellows, the FPROT secure virus that we use.
Very nice.
And it caught it. It caught a virus and alerted her and gave her options.
That's a very good feeling when you see it coming up and say, hey, you got it? What do you want me to do? Wow, you know, I mean, you're in control. No, that's nice.
But I do know at work, Monday morning when I came back, there was a note from the IT guys that the virus had hit. A couple of people had gone ahead and opened it
and
were infected, and it was a very serious issue, obviously, because it hits the intranet, and we found out one of the things about this worm was that it could pass through intranet files. So everyone was on alert out there. And again, whether it does damage or not, and this one did, I guess. This was a pretty nasty piece of software. It ate stuff, overwrote stuff.
Got fat.
It burrowed in as a worm. And but it just takes so much IT time and resources to combat it. I mean, they have to go around and do that. So it's money and time and effort. And
if it didn't do that and it didn't cause all that, those people that wrote it wouldn't write it.
Then they haven't found this guy yet, have they? Or found this person?
Somebody was telling me that it came out of Israel.
It's bigger. Everybody.
Amazing.
No.
860.
I won't go there.
860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility phone. Pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. Free call.
He's back on the air.
Yeah. Maybe I should turn it back off, huh?
Boy, they.
We want to talk a little bit today about online web-based training.
Yeah, you're there.
This is very nice. Yes, this week Delta Force debuted it.
Debuted it. Debuted it. Rock!
225 courses. And really, I mean, there are courses in there that I don't mind taking. I never knew that there were such...
English pronunciation would be one,
English
right?
English pronunciation would be. would be very, very good. there are a lot of people that don't have time to go to technical colleges in the evening or take courses because of work.
So what kind? You got 225 courses. Give me some ideas.
There are end user courses and there are technical courses, professional. End users like with Office and Windows.
Oh, how to use.
How to use and how to get in and just for end user. The technical are languages. We'll teach you about
language.
Exchange and about Windows NT Server 4.0 and Exchange this and Exchange that and Unix and I mean a lot. Visual Basics. They're really, really good courses that people can take and in return probably will make themselves more what's the word?
Income. Revenue.
No. They'll make them
money.
Yeah, they'll make not. I'm trying to say they'll make themselves wanted more. But what's the word?
In demand.
In demand.
Marketable.
Because if you know.
Marketable.
Very good. There is one
for marketing.
For grammar.
You need it badly.
The A plus is up there also.
The what?
The A plus stuff is up there.
Yeah, the
Everybody
A plus.
Everybody talking about the A plus certification
and MCSC certification. I mean, all these things are there.
Really nice.
You
courses.
Don't take the tests though. You cannot get certified, but you get to the point where you can take the test somewhere else and be certified. The company is saying, you know, to sell it for like $20 a month, $10 a month, depends, you know, how you want to do it.
And that's unlimited access.
Unlimited access to all of them, whatever you want. And you can take them anytime you want. And I was, while we were talking, now remember, this thing has been going on for a year. I just got around to install it and get it all working out. But I was always wondering, well, what happened if you stop in the middle? Well, great. If you exit the right way, it keeps a bookmark.
Mm.
And next time you go in, you're right there. And Pete found a bug there.
Just leave it up to me.
In it. There was some problem, but it uses the Macromedia Director.
Oh, really?
And there's some
all Microsoft software.
Probably.
it was developed on an NT.
Well, of course.
Of course. Sheesh.
Give me. A Wait till I tell you about.
Give me a break. So anyway, we want to hear. Did you ever want to take a course and didn't have the time? What did you do? Did you get a book? Did you find the way and the time to go to Wake Tech or Durham Tech or whatever? What did you do? I'd like to hear. And also I'd like to hear, would you pay $20 a month to take all these courses? Is this something that, like a big deal? I mean, I'm not in marketing. They tell me that it's great and all that, but the bottom line is, what does the surfer out there, the user, think about that?
Well, we know.
860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone, free call. We know that what, Claire?
Well, I was telling you when you and I talked this week and I took a look at the site that web-based training and web-based education is becoming a huge, huge issue. Not too long ago, they were showing us, I saw on National Public Television a story on the School of Math and Science in Durham. That's where the best and the brightest of the math and science students in state go to high school. And they're starting to put their courses, their instructors, on the web. So these courses that they offer and these kids get, the resources, the abilities of their instructors can be broadcast all over the state. And kids can sit out in rural areas or in areas far away and take classes.
Uh-huh.
Can get training and take advantage of resources like this. So it's very exciting. I think they are right. This is a big thing. I just think
it brings it right to the user.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, and if you're at home and here, I mean, let's go even that route. Let's take a bright 12-year-old who can't go to any of these courses.
Mm-hmm.
Can sit at home and do it right on the web. And the parents who are not going to pay for it are not smart. If the kid wants to do it, then let him do it.
Right.
And you don't have to drive him to school. You don't have to worry about what's happening at the school. That's it. He's right there at home doing it.
Or she.
Or she. Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. It's a she or he. Women.
They.
Ladies first.
They.
Day.
By the way, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. Yeah.
Happy everybody. Father's Day to everyone.
Except Chris, and he's not a father.
Who knows?
Oh,
do you know?
Wait a minute. Brock, I did not say that.
No bylines.
He doesn't even know.
No, mine actually was a compliment because I know you're still looking for the 19 to 29-year-old.
The Rock is not a father. Not in the least, nor is he anywhere near
okay.
The prepared stage of fatherhood. Right now, I'm having a hard enough time trying to keep my azalea bushes alive. I don't want to take on any extra responsibility.
Okay.
There's a cat. That's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And half the time I catch the cat drinking out of the toilet, so obviously my parenting skills are not that great. But happy Father's Day to you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lauren. We have about a minute before we break out. Did you? There was a situation where hosting companies were charging small businesses a lot of money and not delivering, or saying free. This is coming from PC World, and says that the Federal Trade Commission said on Thursday it had charged several companies and individuals with billing roughly 300,000 small businesses for internet services that were advertised for free. They were getting free services, but got
charged for it.
Charged for it. And how did they get charged for it? In their phone bill. They convinced companies that they need internet presence.
Mm-hmm.
They told them you have 30 days free, we'll develop it for you, but if you don't cancel it by the end of 30 days, you will be billed for the next. They find out they were even billed for those initial 30 days. It's a scam. And this is why, really, people, you have to be very, very careful when you are doing anything as far as web presence. Make sure that you know. This is why I said you should always stay with somebody local that you know. For a company, for even a few companies, to be able to scam by 300,000 small businesses, just think about how small businesses and what state of mind they are, that they really want presence, and they don't know what to do. So watch your phone bill if you ever ask for any service, any internet services from people that you don't know, because a lot of people don't check that. We'll talk about this and more right after The Rock here gives us a ticker. Stay right here with us. Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Announce it yet. We do have a guest. We have a sponsor for today, special sponsor, Snap.com.
And
we have a guest from Snap, Stacey O'Connell. Stacey, are you there? Stacey.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
She's there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which part of the country are you in?
San Francisco.
Oh, you poor person.
Uh-huh.
Did you have coffee yet?
No, not yet. I think I'm going to go back to bed. I know it later.
Snap.com. We talked to you guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very interesting. Here's the year went by and...
And a lot has happened.
A lot of happening.
First of all, Snap.com and the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
You're still in there. That's the good news. But we still see you.
For those few of our listeners, very few probably, that didn't hear about Snap.com,
mm-hmm.
How would you describe your services?
Well, the new buzzword that everybody likes to call search and navigation services is portals, internet portals. So I guess we can say that Snap.com is the fastest growing internet portal right now, and we deliver search results, relevant search results, by a hand-built directory, which means a directory of websites that exist around the web, as well as content that we get from about 100 or so well-known content providers like ESPN, E! Online, CBS Sportsline, etc. I mean, there are hundreds of them.
Hmm.
And, of course, our users can do things that Internet users love to do, like chat, message boards, get stock quotes,
a portal.
Local weather, movie, yeah. TV listings, etc.
Okay, now, I've heard your commercials right here on The Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and so the ones on TV, and they have the tagline, snap to the possibilities. What do you mean by that?
What we mean by that is what users can do on the Internet, that the possibilities basically are endless, that it's not just about looking up pornography. There's a whole lot more that users can do, and I think that sometimes the Internet gets a bad rap for the fact that, you know, there's so much porn on the web and you have to protect your children with it. But Snap is about something else. It's about really what else you can do on the Internet to enrich or enhance your life, from looking up lost relatives to just reading about Hollywood gossip, if that's what you're into, or sports scores. I mean, it's really a useful tool. You can research medical information. I mean, what we're saying is basically the possibilities are endless.
Okay, I thought it had something to do with the $10,000 contest.
Well, it ties into the $10,000.
Oh, okay. So tell us about that.
Very nice segue. We're actually, right now we're running a contest called Snap to the Possibilities, and it is a way for users to come into the service, tell us how they use the Internet to enrich or enhance their lives, or how they use Snap, and they have the chance to win $10,000 cash. And all they have to do is write a 100-word essay to tell us how they use the web. And the contest is running until June 23rd, which is this Wednesday. and you still have a chance to come in and win 10 grand. So I don't know too many people who can't use an extra 10 grand in their pocket.
Yeah, I don't know any that couldn't use that. But does that mean that internet user can go to snap.com and read what's there right now?
Yes, every week we pick the top 10 stories that have been entered for that week, and users can go in and vote on it and pick through the 10 stories and choose their winner, the one that they like the best. And then at the end of the week, that particular person who wrote that story will win a mountain resort prize, five days at a ski resort or a summer resort where they can golf or play tennis or go skiing in the winter, depending on when they want to cash in the prize. And then that person is still eligible for the $10,000 cash. So users, if they don't want to actually write a 100-word essay themselves, they can go in and just read what other people have been saying and maybe inspire them to use the Internet in different ways that they haven't yet tackled.
You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, and we're talking with Stacey O'Connell of Snap.com. I hate to do that to you, Stacey.
It's quite all right.
Can you tell us one of those stories?
Do
you have anything on hand?
Yeah, actually, there are three that come to mind. There was one that was really interesting about a woman and her son who found a pigeon in their backyard, and they saw the tag on its little pigeon leg, and they went to Snap, and they did some research on it, and they were able to locate where this pigeon came from and who its owner was, and it turned out that the pigeon was doing some sort of he's part of a pigeon group, and he flew 200 miles off course. And so the mother and her son were able to return the pigeon to the gentleman who owned the pigeon. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's nice.
And then there was another one where a man found some World War II veteran friends of his dad that his dad had been looking for 50 years and just lost touch with them and had no idea how to find them. And then, of course, with the Internet around where you can search for anything, he was able to locate some of these friends, war heroes of his dad's, and the dad was able to see them again right before the father passed away. So some interesting, inspiring stories where you're reading them and you say, oh, I'm getting goosebumps, and it's pretty cool.
I don't know how much you know about radio, but we have like a computer between like the rock, the person you talk to when you called in, and the studio here inside, and they tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris already wrote me a note on the bottom. It says, I'm already logged on to snap.com entering my essay. I love the Internet. So he was listening
great.
To it, and he just went ahead, and he's doing it.
Well, cool. Hopefully he'll win the 10 grand.
Wow.
Take a weekend off. He won't be in one Sunday at 8:30. He'll take a weekend off and be out sleeping.
Yeah. Okay, besides this promotion, Snap.com recently launched Snap.com for higher speed users portal service, right?
Yeah, this is a really cool section of our service. High-speed users are basically the people that connect faster than 56K. I don't know what you connect with at the station there, or if you have a computer at home. Any computer you buy off the shelf today is going to be connected with 56K for your home use. And then at work, something like 14 million people connect at T1, which is super, super fast.
Right.
And so these people can take advantage of stuff that's on the web that people with maybe a 28K modem can't necessarily take advantage of, like videos, downloads. I mean, downloads are super fast. You can actually watch video on the web. The whole story about rich media can be truly lived with high-speed connections.
Right.
So Snap has built this whole other area of our service that basically complements our original service, and people with faster connections can come in.
And what's the minimum speed required?
56K. It works at 56K.
But 128 is better.
128 is better. T1 is fabulous. You know, ISDN, anything like that is great.
Oh, I'll go out and buy a T1 right now.
You're not getting a T1 right now. In fact, have your home wired with ISDN.
They have a special at Kmart this morning.
For T1s.
Blue light.
T1s
yeah.
For fathers.
Right, Father's Day.
Stacey, how large a potential audience is there now for high-speed portal service? I'm an ISP in my real life, and it's just interesting.
We conservatively estimate, let me see if I can remember the numbers this early in the morning, we think it's about 14 million users today.
Wow.
But that number is only going to grow as you've seen the proliferation of computers. I mean, it's like you can't go anywhere now without seeing a computer. So we imagine that to just keep growing. Everybody wants faster connection. You know, it's all about speed. A year ago, the typical user had 28K modem, and now it's 56K, so it just keeps getting faster.
Yeah,
and as those DSL lines and ISDN lines to the home get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, more people will use them.
The EduPage this week says that intranet users climbed to 92 million in the States and Canada. That's amazing. 14 million, that's more than 10%.
Yeah, well, cause it's the work connections, because most offices don't have a dial-up service. They all have just, you know, T1 lines that you have access all day long.
Yeah.
And you get really spoiled. And then you want more.
That's until the interns all decide to play Doom at the same time.
Right, and then it slows down a little bit.
Now, you're owned by NBC and CNET.
Yes, from CNET and NBC own us.
Oh, sorry. CNET and NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something about billing there, too, who you say first?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Does it matter who you say first, CNET or NBC?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. But even though you are owned by them, you have content from other providers.
Yes. We are content neutral, if you will. So, for instance, if you happen to be a sports fan, you can go to snap.com and find content, as I said before, from CBS Sportsline or CNNSI or ESPN. And we also get headlines from MSNBC. Computer enthusiasts can find content not only from CNET.com, but from ZDNet, Wired News, CMPNet, Internet World, etc. So we're not favoring CNET or NBC. We provide content from all over, whatever would be of interest to our users.
Okay, last year when we talked to you guys, there was supposed to be something developed called MySnap.
Oh, yeah, it's developed.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Larry's smiling here.
Because I was the one who tried it and found it didn't work originally, but now it does.
Yeah, now it works really well. I know last year we were having, you know, just growing pains of trying to get the service launched.
Uh-huh.
But MySnap's really cool. If you don't have, it's basically the web your way, if you will.
Uh-huh.
You can go there and you can choose your colors if you're interested in changing the background colors of your web screen or your headlines or whatever. But more important than that, you can get information that you want. You can get news headlines every day that are updated every 15 minutes. You can get stock quotes, weather in cities all over the country. I live, as I said before, in San Francisco, but my mom's out on the East Coast, so I have her weather, I have my weather, my sister's somewhere else, I have her weather, so I can always see what the weather is doing in other parts of the country. And it's just basically the web your way. You can have your horoscope there, and you can organize the page so the information you like the best is at the top of the page. You have calendar reminders, so reminding yourself that today is Father's Day, you can put that on the page so that when you go to your homepage and it's My Snap, whether or not it's your homepage, we would hope that you'd make it your homepage, you'd see, oh, Sunday's Father's Day, got to get my dad a gift. You know, next week may be your boyfriend's birthday or your girlfriend's birthday. You can put that on there as well to remind you.
Larry, were going to ask something?
No, I was just, you're a portal, and last year at this time, portal was a hot word and a hot concept. Now, what I read is that a lot of people are saying that portals are past their time, and now it's sub-portals and sub-specialties. Are you guys developing anything along those lines?
I think the only thing that would fit right now under that category would be our Snap for high-speed users, which you could say is a portal for users with high-speed connections.
Okay. The model that you're following is what you call a hand-built directory.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others that are the same.
Mm-hmm.
How does snap.com directory differ from the others?
Well, we have a room full of people, and we never let them leave. And they go through the web constantly. No, I'm kidding. We actually have
a bunch of geeks. I know them well.
We have a team of editors who are on staff at snap.com, and their jobs are basically to surf the net all day long and look for the most relevant content so that they find the stuff that people want to read about or see or search for. And we put that in what we call our hand-built directory. We also have these sections on our site which we call resource centers. They're really interesting, and they're just a resource center basically on the most popular topics ranging from the NBA finals to the craze movies, the Phantom Menace. We're building one now for Austin Powers. So Austin Powers fans can go to snap.com, do a search for Austin Powers, and a resource center will appear that has everything you ever wanted to know and more about Austin Powers. We have things on health. We have sports. I mean, any topic that you possibly could dream about, we have resource centers built around that.
All right, we're running out of time here. What is it, Larry?
I wondered, search engines. Whose do you use? Are they your own? I mean, the directories are one thing, but the
directories
search...
are one thing. Inc2Me provides our back end. So if
Inc2Me.
So if a user comes in and searches for something that our own hand-built directory doesn't have, it'll bounce you over to an Inc2Me results page.
Okay. All right, now, one more time before we let you go, tell the audience how to enter to win $10,000.
Type in snap.com in your browser, and when you get to the homepage of snap.com, look for a link that says win $10,000. Click on that, and you'll be brought to the Snap to the Possibilities contest homepage. And if you don't want to enter the contest, go in and create yourself a MySnap homepage. I think you'll be really happy with it.
Good. Stacy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Go back to sleep now. You hear?
I think I might.
These marketing people are amazing. 5:30 in the morning, she sounds like she's been up all day.
Well, maybe I have.
Maybe you have. Maybe you haven't gone to bed yet. Now
Larry, don't go there.
Well, you gentlemen have a very nice day.
You do the same. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
To come see us again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850-850 on your Bell cell phone, Realty DCS phone. #850 on your Alltel cell phone. These are free calls. And that was interesting to talk with company a year later and see how things developed. Last time you were complaining about the MySnap, remember?
Well,
they
introduced the product before it was out there working.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's nice to know that it's still around.
Yeah, that's in the internet business.
That's an accomplishment. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
In fact, when we downloaded IE5.0, one of the versions I downloaded was from a CNET site. And on the Paula's computer, and it's got the custom snap.com version of it. So they're a participant in that. You know, they're all together in Dr. Evil Empire. Snap, NBC, Microsoft, all of them. So.
And talking about Paula.
Yes.
This is very interesting. She sent me a piece of email. I think about a week ago, and that's something that a lot of you should be interested in. The State House voted 110-0 to approve a bill making it illegal to send unsolicited commercial email or spam. The bill, sponsored by Senator Eric Reeves, Democrat of Wake, creates a criminal offense of computer trespass and allows recipients and service providers to sue senders of junk email in civil court. Now, this is nice, but Larry, can it be enforced?
Absolutely not. One person's spam is another person's meatloaf. I mean, that's the real issue, is how do you define what is spam and what isn't? Now,
yeah.
The bill has good intentions. That is, we all know that spam clogs bandwidth, annoys you, can offend you. But that's, I mean, you can have the same thing walking in downtown Raleigh. I get offended. I get annoyed.
You just have to get up in the morning and look in the mirror.
That's right, and I'm annoyed. I get offended.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to put a Death Star on him. Call him a laser beam. You know, this whole thing about legislators trying to deal with the Internet, which, of course, Al Gore invented, and remember he told you that.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult because the Internet is, by its very premise, a big open avenue of information, and anything that gets in that prevents it from being open will ultimately detract from its usefulness.
Yeah.
I mean, go back to whether they want to put spam legislation in or they want to put filtering in and so on and so forth to keep information off of that.
Well, we'll talk about this and more when we come back And your calls right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. And at this time, we'd like to turn your attention to right field there, where Larry is sitting. And Larry?
And now, behold as a team were called, somewhere in the universe, the Computers 98 presents the Microsoft Report.
Special double edition, because I wasn't here last week. Ha ha ha! Evil Empire is back. They were back in court this week. And
on both coasts.
On both coasts. Poor Bill. In the big case in Washington, this was the week that Microsoft was hammering AOL and its trusty sidekick Netscape, saying that the central theme of the whole Microsoft defense is that AOL acquired Netscape to compete with Microsoft, and that proves that Microsoft is not a monopoly. And so AOL executives were on the stand as Microsoft brought their testimony. The judge eventually got tired of all this and said, the only reason to cross-examine a witness is to clarify a point that needs clarifying. I think the witness has been clear and helpful. Now get out. So the case goes on and on and on. Other Microsoft news, Windows 98 Second Edition has come out for all those of you out there dumb enough to want to spend more money on making Windows 98 an operating system that's worth having.
At least it's reasonable.
You can spend $90 and buy the boxed edition.
Or
you can spend $19 and buy the upgrade. Or you can just download all the pieces from the net if you want for free.
Is this OSR2?
I don't know what. What is this, Pete?
What is OS anyway?
We haven't figured all this out. You know,
it's not old and sensuous. It's just old.
Let me see. The component pieces of Windows 98 Second Edition, Internet Explorer 5.0. I got that.
Uh-huh.
Internet connection sharing that allows net computers to share a modem. Uh-huh. I got that. Web TV, who cares? Windows Media Player downloaded free, DirectX downloadable free, multi-monitor support. Yeah, right. I'm going to use one computer.
All right.
A lot of people do that. DVD, we know about that.
Yep.
Universal Serial Bus, we got Windows up there. Blip, it's all gone. Who wants it?
Or
who
did.
What you have. You can also.
And if you spent $90 to get it,
you're stuck.
You lose.
You lose.
$90. Okay, go ahead.
Tonight on TNT. Yeah, Turner Network Television, yes. At 8 o'clock is a television program called Pirates of Silicon Valley, which some of you may or may not have read about, but it's a story of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, the Apple-Microsoft saga played out, and it's gotten a lot of interesting industry reviews, and I'm going to watch it.
And Wozniak was mentioned.
Oh, Stevie!
Stevie!
The actual brains behind this, behind the Apple. The Woz,
yeah.
Who hates Jobs now, too, because he took all his money. Ah, you lose, Steve! Now, once again, Linux and Microsoft squared off. If you remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the benchmarking test,
mm-hmm.
that NT against Linux as a server application, and NT was proven, I wish I could do the Dr. Evil quotes and people could see, but proven that the... that NT ran 5 times faster than Linux on server applications, to which Linus, this is like too many, Linus Torvalds in his notoriously terse Swedish, which meant BS. And so now they're going to redo this test. And this week they were setting it up and they were meeting, this is all being conducted by PC Magazine and the third-party testing agency, and I thought it was instructive that Linux sent 2 kernel hackers and a programmer to monitor the test, and Microsoft sent 3 marketing types. So that should tell you something, folks. What's going on? Red Hat was in...
they didn't send attorneys, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Now, for all those out there who are really worried about... the way we feel about Bill. I have five reasons to love Bill Gates. Number one, he's passionate about technology. And he is. He's out there pushing for technology. Pervasive computing environment. That's what we're after, right? A PC on everybody's desktop. All running Windows. Number two.
With Explorer. Yeah, go ahead.
With Explorer 5.0, yes, it doesn't work either. He's always inventing new stuff. I mean, and to this extent, there are the largest R&D department in the software business for money spent is, actually that's not probably the case either. This is probably a Microsoft lie too, but it is Microsoft. Could be IBM. I mean, yeah. IBM spends a lot of money. One of the things I do love Bill about is he keeps giving to charity. We talked about that. Another $5 billion recently.
Did he give another five?
Yeah, it's now up to $10 billion.
That was out of his left change pocket.
Well, it's still a lot of change.
$5 billion.
That's starting to get into the heavy change department. $5 million he could give to me. That would just be fun. $5 billion is charity.
It's probably investments.
Well, you never
know. Tax write-off.
It's a cynical group. Number four, he's not letting success change him. He's still the nerdy old a-ho that he's always been. And fifth, he's willing to change. We can say what we want about Bill. But he has, unlike other stellar people in Silicon Valley, my favorites like Larry Ellison and Scott McNeely, you know how much I love these guys.
Yeah.
Bill has been able to turn his whole company around two or three times. And now they're reorging the entire company and trying to make it better. So for all those reasons, and we still know that he's arrogant, he's nerdy, he's geeky, he's stubborn, la, 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 all these reasons.
Rich.
He's now worth more than most countries in the world. I haven't looked at it in a recent, but I think it's up to about $85 billion.
That second edition of 98 will put him over.
I'll tell you one thing, and as a last comment, if you tried to put Windows 2000 Beta 3 on your computer, you lose! It doesn't work! It's crashed mine constantly. I can't even get the darn thing loaded. So, they have a lot of work to do.
Okay.
So, a special double edition of Microsoft, the Evil Empire.
Thank you very much, Larry.
That was worth
the
whole week.
Waiting. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe we'll send you somewhere next week.
Ooh, so we'll send me to Redmond, Washington.
For donations.
Next hour, we're going to take your calls, any calls about any subject or comment computer related. We also have a snap.com t-shirt to give away. And your calls coming up next, right after The Rock gives us a ticker here on Sports Radio 850,
The Buzz.